Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get the second date, you'll get $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Hi, my name is Diamond. I was calling because I need some help breaking up with my boyfriend. I don't even want to say his name all on the radio. I don't want him thinking I'm putting him out there like that, but...
Well, when you call up, that's what you're doing. So what you going to do? You going to stay on the phone and put his name out there, or you going to hang up?
Okay. Well, his name is Tay.
Okay. That was easy. Okay.
Okay.
It's not that easy, Jock. Okay. Tay is not somebody to play with. The reason I feel like I need to break up with him because he's involved in some street stuff that I thought I was cool with it at first. You know, it was cute. He got money. He doing this and that. But my dog Milo is missing. Like, he got street stuff, real street stuff going on, and I'm getting scared. Like, I done seen somebody following me to work. Like, at this point, I don't want to be a part of that street life. Like, that is not for me. A couple days ago, my car got shot up. Like, when I was in work, I came out, I had bullets all in my car.
Wow. Okay, so, yeah, I see why you ain't really want to put his name out there. All right, so we'll cut it short right here and try to get him on the phone and see if we can make this an easier process for you. I don't know if it's the smartest thing to do by breaking up with him on air, but we'll try to figure it out, okay?
Thank you.
We'll try to get Tay on the phone. Put your phone on mute. Don't say nothing until we cue you in, baby.
Okay.
Hey, God, I don't even want to play with this.
Child, I ain't had that kind of love since my Parkway days.
I thought you was going to stop this. Why are you putting us in the line of fire?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. My Tay, please.
Yo, who this?
Tay, what's up, my boy? Look, man. Young Jock, I got Sue Solo and Shouter on the phone. I know you may be trying to figure out why we're calling you. We got a morning radio show, and we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update. You got a few minutes to talk, my boy?
Man, if it ain't about no money, I ain't really trying to have no conversation, to be honest.
It might be. I mean, it really might be.
All right, so what's up?
All right,
so look, we got a few questions for you, man. We got a segment called Second Date Update. Tay, we want to know, are you currently dating someone?
I mean, yeah, but I'm not really that type of dude to have that conversation on the radio about my love life.
I feel you. It ain't for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you a question. How long y'all been dating?
Yo, what's all this for again?
Look, boo, I'm going to keep it real. Your girl said you are involved in the streets, and she got something to tell you.
Your lady on the phone.
Hey. It's right now, I just can't do this. Milo is missing. My car got shot up a couple days ago. I'm scared. I don't want to do this anymore. So I had to bring it here so I can break this off because I don't want to do it anymore.
Yo, you on the radio snitching. You over here. You fool. You already know how I move. Like, could came talk to me. That's just totally different. I ain't rocking with the way you moving. Like, you already know what it is.
Well, she really ain't snitched. She just told us an incident that happened. She never said you had anything to do with it.
Tay, and that's your first thought? Like, you don't want to see if she's okay after her car getting shot up and Milo gone?
I already done talked to her. I already done told her I'm going to take care of her. I told her to stop moving, lay low, just relax, just max.
They following me to work. My car was shut up after I came out of work. You want me to keep doing that?
I can't be out here. I'm 10 toes. Can't be out here moving like that. You real disrespectful. Like, you ain't really supposed to be talking about folks' business on the radio like that. Like, I don't even know how you're moving. You're moving really wacky. I ain't really with that.
I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I can't tell you this to your face. Like, I know how you are, and I just really needed help. I had to go about it this way. I'm sorry.
Yo, Ma, when you met me, you knew who I was. I didn't have conversations. I already told you I got you. I told you, if you rock with me, I'm going to ride with you till the wheels fall off. You out here, like, you moving crazy now. You already know how I move. You already know what the situation is. Now you got me on the radio talking about my business, talking about our relationship. Like,
what are you doing to protect this young lady? The wheels almost fell off because they just shot her car up. What measures are you taking to assure her that she shouldn't be scared?
But she got to stop moving, man. She just got to stop moving.
Stop moving? Like, stop going to work?
I want her every day.
I'm like, please.
I want to make sure she good, make sure she eat, make sure she Gucci. But she keep wanting to move. I keep telling her to sit still. It's real funny that you stick around for all the shopping sprees and all that good fun time and all that. But now when it get a little tough, you ain't ready to ride. Like, I don't understand.
A little tough? Like, you told me you was my ride or die.
Okay.
A little tough.
Hey, look here, Tay. I don't think she was trying to expose you.
Right.
I just thought she was trying to use this platform to get your attention so you can really hear her cry. You know, whatever issues y'all got, I'm going to just ask you what it is. Diamond, what is it that you called to do? What do you want to do today?
I have to let this go. I'm not no ride or die. I mean, the presents and everything was cute, but I work and I take care of my kids. I can't do this.
Okay.
And that's real, sis.
That is. On behalf of 1-800 Injured the Bethune Law Firm, y'all will not be getting $100. Tay, look here, man. You know, just lay low yourself, my G. And Diamond, you know, prayers for you. Stay safe out here. And, you know, try not to move around as much, I guess.
Thank you.
Y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update, man. 1-866 Young Jock. That's spelled Y-U-N-G-J-O-C. Keep where you got it. Young Jock in the streets. Morning takeover.